New Delhi. In a major diplomatic milestone for India and a step toward justice for the victims of the 2008 Mumbai terror attacks, Tahawar Rana, one of the key accused, was extradited from the United States and brought to Delhi on Thursday to face trial under Indian law. Rana, a Pakistan-born Canadian national and former army doctor, arrived in Delhi on a special flight earlier this afternoon. He was formally arrested at Palam Airport by officials from the National Investigation Agency, NIA, which has been probing the case since 2009. The 64-year-old will now be produced before a Delhi court, likely through video conferencing, with the NIA expected to seek his custodial remand for initial interrogation. Following his arrival, Rana was taken to the NIA headquarters in Delhi for a medical examination, before being lodged in a high-security cell. Authorities have significantly enhanced security at both the NIA headquarters and Patiala House Court, citing the sensitive nature of the case. He is expected to be held in NIA custody for at least a week, before being shifted to Tihar Jail and later to Mumbai's Arthur Road Jail, possibly to Barrack 12, where Ajmal Kasab was held before his execution. Given the heightened security risks, Rana's court production may be conducted online, an NIA official said. Sources confirm that a Delhi court has already received key trial records pertaining to the 26/11 case. The transfer of records was ordered earlier this year following an application by the NIA to facilitate Rana's prosecution. The Ministry of Home Affairs has also appointed senior advocate Narendra Mann as the special public prosecutor in the case. The NIA, acting under the Ministry of Home Affairs directive issued on November 11, 2009, has filed charges under Section 121A of the Indian Penal Code, Section 18 of the Unlawful Activities Prevention Act, and Section 6(2) of the SAARC Convention, Suppression of Terrorism Act. Rana has long been identified as a close associate of David Coleman Headley, aka Dayad Gilani, one of the key conspirators in the Mumbai attacks. Headley, a U.S. citizen, had previously confessed to scouting locations and facilitating the attack on behalf of the Pakistani terror group Lashkar-e-Taiba. Rana is believed to have provided logistical and documentation support to Headley, including facilitating travel documents for reconnaissance missions. In September 2023, Mumbai Police's crime branch filed a 405-page supplementary charge sheet against Rana, listing charges of murder, attempted murder, and waging war against India. Rana's extradition was delayed for years due to prolonged legal battles in the U.S. His final appeal was rejected by the U.S. Supreme Court, clearing the path for India to bring him to justice. A multi-agency team of Indian officials traveled to the U.S. to bring him back. On November 26, 2008, 10 Pakistani terrorists infiltrated Mumbai via the Arabian Sea and unleashed a wave of terror at multiple locations, including the Taj Mahal Palace Hotel, Oberoi Trident, Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj Terminus, and Nariman House, a Jewish center. The 60-hour siege left 166 people dead and hundreds injured, marking one of the deadliest terror attacks in India's history.